Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, September 2nd. Tesla is currently in Germany testing its Model S Plaid and attempting to break some records on a notoriously difficult track. Although it doesn't appear to feature any significant race modifications on the outside, Tesla has been working on some racetrack-specific features such as track mode. The software allows tracking of the status of the motor, battery, brakes, and tires, and allows customization settings to racing preferences. Tesla has previously aimed for an impressive 7-minute and 5-second time at the Nürburgring, and they may achieve it soon. Tesla started deliveries of the Model Y in Europe last month, and within a week, it became the best-selling vehicle in Norway. According to registration data, Tesla delivered 1,115 in that country alone. It's not just a coincidence either. The second best-selling vehicle in the country was another electric SUV, the Volkswagen ID.4. This pushed all-electric car sales to 72% market share, and when adding plug-in hybrids, the combined percentage goes up to 92%. We might see a dip next month since Model Y vehicles came from Tesla Gigafactory Shanghai, and it'll take more months for another shipment to come in. And now an update to an earlier article. Elon Musk is now saying that Tesla is aiming for the wider public release of full self-driving beta around September 25th. Originally, he said it would be about 2 weeks earlier, but we've come to expect delays by now. The software enables Tesla vehicles to somewhat drive themselves, both on highways and city streets. It's still considered a Level 2 driver assist, since it requires the driver's supervision at all times. And we're coming up on almost a year since Tesla started testing this feature with the Early Access program. The rest of the Tesla owners are brimming with excitement, I'm quite sure. Hyundai's luxury brand Genesis has announced its brand vision for the next 15 years. It involves discontinuing internal combustion engine vehicles by 2025 and total electric by the year 2030. Earlier this month, Genesis unveiled the GV60, an all-electric crossover marking the start of the automaker's entry into EVs. And now they've debuted a 12-minute announcement video outlining their vision from an all-electric lineup. Although some of their future EVs include fuel cell vehicles, they're happy to showcase their new concept, the X-Concept. As par for the course with a concept vehicle, it includes swiveling seats and suicide doors. More than likely, these features will never see the public road, but they did also showcase mood lighting and an underfloor heating system. The video goes on to show a teaser for Genesis Air Mobility. That's right, Genesis is now declaring their intentions to make urban air transportation vehicles. Ford confirmed that the F-150 Lightning, its new electric pickup, has now accumulated 130,000 reservations. The automaker is taking them with a $100 refundable deposit, and they received 20,000 in the first day, which was earlier this year. It seems kind of nice, but compared to the Cybertruck from Tesla, the reservation numbers are stark in contrast. Tesla has received more reservations for the Cybertruck on the first day than Ford did in the first 3 months. By the time the F-150 was announced, Tesla had racked up over 1 million reservations. Of course, getting reservations isn't terribly difficult compared to production. Despite Tesla's efforts to score as many chips and batteries as possible, the delays in Cybertruck reservation holders will last for several years from this point. Ford, on the other hand, has been making moves to double its EV truck production in an attempt to meet the wild demand that they are seeing on their end. Cupra has unveiled a hot new electric hatchback concept that could give us an idea of the upcoming Volkswagen ID.2. Cupra, which is a Volkswagen brand, unveiled the Cupra Urban Rebel. That's ahead of the IAA Auto Show in Munich next week. Cupra mentions an upcoming production version coming in 2025, which matches the timing of the announced Volkswagen ID.2. The ID.2 is a $25,000 compact hatchback meant for mass market, while this Cupra version, shown in the images, looks like it's from a Fast and Furious movie. BMW has announced an updated timeline to reduce carbon emissions through its entire life cycle of internal combustion vehicles. That includes the process of production. In a recent report from Reuters, BMW shared an updated timeline to reduce CO2 emissions by 40% compared to 2019 numbers. These new targets for the emissions coincide with BMW's previously announced sustainability goals, including reaching a point where at least half of the group's sales come from EVs by the year 2030. On the other hand, they're not so explicit in the timeline to phase out internal combustion vehicles, citing a lack of charging infrastructure and recent revenues thwarted by global chip shortages. Sono Motors has introduced its own bidirectional wall box AC charger for home charging, vehicle-to-grid, and vehicle-to-home charging. Sono Motors is a small up-and-coming solar EV automaker with their flag runner vehicle, the Scion. This solar-clad vehicle is said to gain an additional 70 to 150 miles of range from a week's worth of solar charging. And with that new car, the charging capability can go back into the home. Currently, the delivery of Sono Motors Scion remains on track for the year 2023. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have